Hidalgo County Judge Cortez reinforces support for RioPlex initiative. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. In a candid discussion, Hidalgo County Judge Richard F. Cortez shared insights about the December 4, 2024, meeting at the McAllen Country Club. Sponsored by Joaquin Spamer, President and CEO of SIL Consolidated Integrated Logistics, the meeting focused on the ambitious RioPlex initiative, a joint effort to unite the Rio Grande Valley, RGV, and northern Mexico into a single, globally competitive economic region. Judge Cortez explained that the RioPlex initiative arose from recognizing the fragmented economic development strategies across the RGV. "We need to develop a message," Judge Cortez emphasized. "Once we have the message, let us all deliver the same message repeatedly, everywhere in the world." The RioPlex strategy seeks to consolidate resources and align efforts among the region's cities and counties, enabling them to extend their global reach more effectively. Proponents believe that a unified message and approach can position the area as a major player on the global economic stage. The initiative emphasizes collaboration among private sector leaders, local government officials, and economic development organizations on both sides of the border. Judge Cortez stressed that RioPlex aims to foster unity and drive change by pooling resources and expertise. As explained by Judge Cortez, a central component of the RioPlex initiative is its meticulously crafted 8-step plan to create a cohesive regional development strategy. The strategy begins with establishing a strong visual identity through a logo and branding guidelines, ensuring consistent and recognizable regional representation. The plan includes hiring a dedicated promotion coordinator to oversee outreach efforts and streamline stakeholder communication. Communication efforts will be centralized to enhance collaboration, featuring a shared calendar and efficient channels to connect all involved parties. Judge Cortez also highlighted the development of high-quality marketing materials designed to showcase the region's assets and opportunities. A key aspect of the initiative involves appointing ambassadors who will represent RioPlex globally, build relationships, and promote the region's unified message in strategic markets worldwide. A centralized system will handle all investment inquiries to attract investments more effectively, simplifying the process for potential investors. Responsibilities for promoting specific areas will be divided among stakeholders, ensuring targeted outreach and leveraging local expertise. Finally, the initiative's progress will be meticulously monitored. This involves monthly reports detailing key metrics such as business visits, job creation, and new investments, allowing for transparency and ongoing evaluation of the plan's effectiveness. According to Judge Cortez, this comprehensive approach ensures that RioPlex is not just a vision but a structured and actionable path toward uniting the Rio Grande Valley and northern Mexico into a globally competitive economic region. Judge Cortez stressed the importance of ambassadors who will travel to key markets, such as South America, Central America, Canada, Europe, and Asia, to represent RioPlex. "This isn't just about putting a name on the map," added Joaquin Spamer, founder of RioPlex. "It's about creating real opportunities for growth and innovation." Judge Cortez highlighted the importance of securing support from local mayors and stakeholders. Early discussions with CEOs and business leaders yielded positive feedback, and mayors from cities such as Brownsville and San Benito have already expressed strong support. However, not all regional leaders are on board yet. "We're expanding the mall," Judge Cortez explained, likening the initiative to enlarging a shared resource. "We had a mall, and the mall was 4 counties. Now we say we want to be bigger, so we added Mexico." Judge Cortez emphasized, the initiative does not intend to replace the existing City Economic Development Corps or organizations like the RGV Partnership or COSTEP. Instead, it complements them by broadening the region's economic scope and appeal. He added that by combining the resources of RGV counties with northern Mexico, RioPlex aims to present a more compelling case to global investors. The initiative seeks to leverage the region's assets, including its ports of entry, bridges, seaports, and educational institutions. Mario Reyna, a leader of the Prosperity Task Force, stated that the Census Bureau and Instituto Nacional de Estadística, Geografía y Informática Population reports place the size of the Rio Plex area at 2.8 m, which is comparable to that of Baltimore, Maryland, which is ranked as the 20th Metropolitan Statistical Area, MSA, in the United States. By marching together, we'll be one of the largest metropolitan areas in the United States, said Judge Cortez, emphasizing the potential scale of the initiative. As Judge Cortez concluded, it makes perfect sense. We have much more to offer and can achieve much more by working together.